Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question:
my boyfriend has epididymitis, and I want to know if it's contagious. I looked it up on the internet, and I have no symptoms at all. Could I still have it?
The term epididymitis refers to infection or an inflammation of a part of men's bodies that is called the epididymis. The epididymis is a tubular structure located behind each of a man's testicles. It plays an important role in male reproduction and sexuality, as it is involved in the storage, maturation, and transportation of sperm. Various types of bacteria can cause problems in a man's reproductive tract. When this happens to the epididymis, a man may feel soreness, discomfort, irritation, or swelling in his scrotum, or specifically around his testicles, which are inside the scrotum. He may even have a fever. Sometimes men feel the soreness or swelling in one testicle, other times it is felt around both testicles. The bacteria that cause the infection and inflammation may be sexually transmitted, or they may not. Two sexually transmissible infections, also called STIs, that sometimes cause epididymitis are chlamydia and gonorrhea. While a man cannot transmit epididymitis itself to a male or female sexual partner, he can transmit bacterial infections such as chlamydia or gonorrhea to his partner if either of these infections is present and if caused his particular case of epididymitis. Men who have bothersome genital symptoms or who have been diagnosed with epididymitis should ask their healthcare provider about being tested for STIs. Women and men whose partners have epididymitis might also ask their healthcare provider about being checked for STIs. That said, it is important to remember that not all cases of epididymitis are caused by an STI, and that a range of other types of bacteria are linked to this condition too. In addition, sometimes the cause cannot be determined. Most cases, however, can be successfully treated. If you have any questions about your own personal sexual health, please do check in with your healthcare provider.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenik, sexual health researcher and educator. You can find out more and submit your questions by visiting us online at kinseyconfidential.org.